Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller, episode number 56, Nailed It or Nail It.
You're on the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. Brad believes every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that you must have a plan and a guide to get there. The Pathway to Promise podcast not only is your guide through the wilderness of depression and disappointment that stand between you and your promised life, but also brings you insights and direction from inspiring, successful thought leaders who have transformed their lives. Welcome to the Pathway to Promise. Now, here's Brad.
Hello, good people, and welcome to the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. It is an honor and a privilege to have you with me here today. Our purpose here at the Pathway to Promise is to be a voice of encouragement and hope to you to help you overcome adversity to achieve your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. We do that through inspirational stories and teaching and by hearing from great authors and leaders and thought leaders and teachers and people who are successful in business and in health and in self-development and in financial management. All these areas that can help you overcome the areas which we often are having difficult to deal with, death in the family or disease, something like a divorce or a bankruptcy, any number of things that you may happen in your life that you need to deal with. We're here to be helpful through conversation, and through commentary, through storytelling, and through lessons from great leaders. You can find out more about us at pathwaypromise.com. We have a free gift for you there. It's called the 4-Minute Life Planning Guide. You can go there. It's a guide to help you start and end your day as a success, and you can go there. You can also check us out on and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes and on Stitcher and other outlets as well. My name is Dr. Brad Miller. I've been a pastor for 40 years and have a doctoral degree in life transformation. Here to be helpful to you with great stories of encouragement and hope like this one right now. I have a relative who is a pretty darn good baseball player. At one time when I was watching him play baseball, I heard one of the batters get up to bat and crack a hit to the outfield. And I heard him yell out, as that ball pinged off that aluminum bat, went out into the outfield on a line drive. I heard him yell out, "Nailed it! Nailed it!" That meant he got it all. That meant he hit that ball square on. He hit it flush in such a way that he got maximum velocity, maximum energy out of that swing of the bat and the crack or the ping of that ball off the bat, and it went sharply out into the gap between left and center. And he was happy. And he had did it. He had accomplished something. He had nailed it. You know the feeling when something has gone right, when you have done an accomplished thing. You did something right at work. You did something right with your spouse. You had a successful business transaction. You got you lost those 5 pounds that you were getting after. Nailed it. Got it. I accomplished it. Way to go. We got to do that. That feels good to do those things. But what if that was only a one-time occurrence? What if my baseball playing buddy just hit the ball that one time, nailed it the one time, and that was it? Never got a hit again. Never nailed it again. Well, then that one occurrence wouldn't be so great, would it? It'd be a good thing, of course. But don't you want to do it again? Don't you want to get more hits? Don't you want to hit the ball again, flush on, to nail it again? The philosopher Erasmus has said this: a nail is driven out by another nail, and habit is overcome by habit. So, friends, I would just intend to continue that we need to, in our lives, develop great habits so we can have a process not of just nailing it as in past tense, but nail life as in present and future tense. It's not simply about resisting bad habits and trying to correct bad habits. we should do better to create new habits and to accomplish greater things on a continuous basis. Consistency has a place. Overcoming mistakes and correcting our mistakes has a place. And we do those things by repetition and by developing good habits. I heard it said, and maybe you've heard it said too, that it's been taught that anything you repeat 20 times is yours forever. And I heard about a teacher was teaching that in a classroom full of high school students. The teacher said, anything you repeat 20 times is yours forever. And from the back of the classroom, a young boy with stars in his eyes for a girl next to him kept whispering, Amanda, 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 20 times over. Thinking that somehow or another, that wishful thinking would get that done. What we're talking about here, friends, is more than wishful thinking. It's developing skills that come from developing from the habits we have of practicing things. And when we repeat things that are good and we build on them, that's iron sharpening iron, as it says in the Bible. And we develop good habits. And any habit becomes stronger when we practice it. E. Stanley Jones says this, since habits become power, make them work for you and not against you. In other words, drive out undesirable nails, those bad habits, with a good nail, with a good one. Drive them out. Drive out bad habits with good habits. And don't just think in terms of I nailed it in the past, but think about what I'm doing to nail it every day. What are some good habits that you can develop? Let me give you just a few that I work on and then I would encourage you to do. Read something every day. Read something of quality every day. Might be the Bible or it might be a great book, but drink in something good or listen to some good tape or a good podcast or something to fill your head and your ears and your mind with good stuff. Consume something good for you every day. That's the end to take. And then also do something which is where you express something as well. And one of the best ways to do that is in writing. Write something every day. It might be just a line or two. Maybe it's a diary. Maybe it's a journal. I encourage you to do that. Maybe it's writing a letter to a friend or a postcard. Maybe it's writing a blog post or an email to someone or a direct message on Facebook or on Twitter. But write something of value, not just fluff. Write something that has content that is impactful. So read something, write something, move your body is another great habit. To move your body, get some exercise, take a walk, do some movement. Don't just sit on the couch or before the computer screen or on your phone with your head down all the time. Do some movement. Get your body moving, get the blood flowing. And the other habit I would just encourage you to do is do some sort of meditation or prayer. Breathe deep. Let the flow of air come into your lungs and then breathe it out, breathe it in, and then let it out in such a way that you can focus on your breath, in such a way that you can have a time of clearing of the mind, clearing of the body and the soul. And it's a good thing for you. It will help you keep you mentally sharp and acute and accurate. These are some of the habits that you could do, friends, that you can use to drive out bad habits of being lazy or slovenly or whatever it is that you do, or being procrastinator. You know, do those things. You drive out the bad habits, the bad nails, and drive them in with the good nails. Something you might do is I got a tool for you over at my website, pathwaypromise.com. It's called the 4-Minute Life Planning Guide. It helps you start and end your day successfully by using good habits. And I hope that you will check that out. What I want to encourage you to do is whatever it is, friends, recognize that you do have some bad habits in your life that aren't getting anywhere. That's like the baseball player who fouls it off or strikes out. You have to correct things by developing good habits. Drive out the bad nail with a good nail. And think in terms of not only how I nailed it one time, but how I nail it every day. What a joy it has been for you to join me today on the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. We are here to serve you. You can always leave your comments on the website, pathwaypromise.com. You can check us out on our Facebook page, facebook.com/pathwaypromise. On our website, you can find back episodes of the Pathway to Promise podcast with great teachings from great leaders and teachers and great stories of encouragement and hope. And we have a free gift for you there, the 4-Minute Life Planning Guide. We're here to be helpful to you, to help you overcome adversity, to achieve your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. Until next time, this is Dr. Brad Miller encouraging you to keep your promises, because there's power in a promise kept.
Thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise.